There are 350 weekly flights out of China, 12 of them to Hawaii. Tourism Authority Strategic Advisor Rin Ho Fang says the state enjoys a definite market advantage.
The Hawaiian Islands is voted as the number one destination of interest, beating California and New York in a recent survey. Yeah, let's give us a round of applause.
The current Chinese visitor spends more than $360 each day in Hawaii. But luxury and family travel comprise the fastest-growing outbound traveler segments in China. Ho Fang says the Tourism Authority is targeting three groups next year, starting with the so-called luxury escapees.
Not quite the crazy rich Asians, but they are the urban, high-salaried professionals trying to escape from stressful cities in China. Also, we are targeting the YOLOs. You only live once, and you see them jumping off planes and spending money. The third is the multi-generational families. They tend to choose better hotels because they travel with children, also travel with their parents.
Ho Fang says Hawaii is the most expensive destination for Chinese visitors because competing destinations are lowering their prices. But HTA will leverage the higher prices and market Hawaii as the diamond of all islands. Andrew Ko is HTA's managing director for Taiwan with 16 million outbound travelers.
Last week, we just got news from one of our biggest insurance agents in Taiwan called Cathay Life Insurance. They have a definite coming into Hawaii, 4,000 packs with 2,000 room nights in May 2019 next year. And we beat a lot of competitions like Dubai, LA, Paris. We're the most expensive among them, but then we're still able to beat them.
Major tourist destinations worldwide are competing for Chinese millennials between the ages of 20 and 35, who make up one-third of China's population. Ho Fang says this group has quickly moved to paperless transactions.
90% of Chinese consumers now use mobile payments. So we are spending more because it's much more convenient.
According to Goldman Sachs, China has an estimated 415 million millennials, 90 million more than the entire population of the United States, and their income will grow by more than $3 trillion over the next decade. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.